The Rutland Herald may be facing serious financial trouble. Friday, the paper ran an article that reported bounced paychecks for some of the news staff. That same day, longtime news editor Alan Keyes was fired for approving a follow-up story. No news of Keyes' firing or the paper's money situation was in Saturday or Sunday's paper. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, many in Rutland are concerned at what it means for the oldest continuously published family-owned paper in the country.
A block away from the Herald's newsroom, Bridget Scott, owner of the Speakeasy Cafe, says speculation about what's going on at the city's newspaper is troubling.
I'm really concerned about that. Obviously, I'm not really aware of what's going on over there, but so many people on staff there come here to get their coffee, and so many people come here looking for the paper. When they first open the door, they look straight to the rack to see if the paper is there, and I shudder to think what would happen if they closed their doors.
No current Herald reporters would comment for this story, but Jack Crowther, who worked at the Rutland Herald for 22 years as a reporter and city editor, says he's spoken with a number of Herald employees who are really upset and worried the paper is in dire shape.
There seems to be a fair amount of anger from not being told what's going on. And my sense is that, there's a fomenting rebellion against that.
A knowledgeable source who asked not to be identified said for the last month, employees were finding paychecks were bouncing, freelance writers were not getting paid, and expense accounts were not being covered. When employees asked management for answers, this source said staff meetings were promised but not scheduled. An email to all Herald employees from CEO Catherine Nelson, dated August 1st, said, quote, "We don't want to keep you in a holding pattern and have not been able to figure out a good time for a stand-up meeting as of yet." On Thursday, August 4th, the Herald's business manager sent out an email saying paychecks would not be directly deposited as usual, but handed out in physical form the next day. That set off alarm bells among many staff, say the source, especially for those who'd previously had checks bounce. Sources say news editor Alan Keyes was troubled that other news agencies were beginning to cover the paper's financial troubles, and he wanted the Herald to write a follow-up story. But top management balked. Keyes was called into a meeting with the paper's president and chairman, John Mitchell, and vice president and CEO Catherine Nelson on Friday afternoon, and was fired when he would not agree to drop the story. Neither Nelson nor Mitchell responded to requests for comment for this story. Alan Keyes verified the reasons for his firing, but wouldn't comment further, and others currently working for the paper refused to comment. Last month, the paper cut back its print editions to 4 days a week to save money. In a July 15th email to staff, editor Rob Mitchell said that while the paper had experienced cancellations in the double digits since the shift, they'd also seen a rise in digital traffic, which he expected would continue. While the email showed some cautious optimism, the future of the Pulitzer Prize-winning paper seems very much in question. Bruce Edwards, a freelance reporter who worked for the Herald for 27 years, says the lack of transparency for those working for the paper is disappointing.
As a media outlet, as an institution for well over 200 years in this community and in this state, the Rutland Herald, its ownership, the publisher had an obligation to level with its employees about its financial difficulties.
Edwards says no matter what happens, the paper's image has been damaged, and he says that will be hard to repair. Jack Crowther says at this point it's all speculation, but he's not optimistic about the paper's future.
The behavior of the management makes me think it's, very serious. If things had been more hopeful, they would have reassured people.
A staff meeting at the Rutland Herald has been called for today at 11 a.m. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.